the area Fargo South in the basin is the second wettest on record for the September through now precipitation amounts. And the area north from Fargo to the Canadian border are first place. So we got a lot of either banked soil moisture, parked water, or, you know, the snow is there, and there's a fair amount of that, but that's the big amount of parked water is the issue, and banked water in the soil. So with the prospects of a cooler and wetter than normal yet rest of the winter season into spring, you know, it pushes the risk pretty up there. And I make the argument that if 2019 was a top 10 flood, which is 10th place in Fargo and higher than 10th place at most of the other points along the Red River, we could be looking at top 5 for this spring. So